Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman's Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmansservicecenter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Let's get together today. Join me as we take a road trip.
There's laughter in the darkness, music floating in across the bay. He's half listening and wondering how he could have let her slip away. So long ago, but still he wants to know if anyone has seen her. And he's sitting out in the night, looking down upon the lights of Taormina. They were young and love was shining like the colors of the rainbow. Desire felt like choking, love was smoking under the volcano. He can still taste her kisses, sweet as the red wine from the sea. Now he's sitting out in the rain, looking down upon the lights of Taormina. Seemed like another lifetime when they rambled along the shore. Seemed like another lifetime to use the calling of sweet senor. Maybe in another lifetime on a pathway to the sea. Maybe there they'll be. The crowd calls for the emperor, raise their hands to hail another king. But it's been so long a wanderer, another crowd can never mean a thing. He came, he saw, he conquered. 10,000 voices roared in the arena. Now he's sitting out in the night, looking down upon the lights of Taormina. Chimes of history, myths of gods and men forever ring. Ancient dreams and all their mystery, wars for Sicily and Spartan women. In the mist of antiquity, ships of war set sail from Cartagena. Now he is sitting out in the, looking down upon the lights of Taormina. Sitting out in the night, looking down upon the lights of Taormina.
Sitting round in the night, looking down upon the lights of Taormina. Taormina is on the east coast of the island of Sicily in Italy. It's like the very tip of the boot of Italy. It's on the island right across from the tip of the boot. That was Mark Knopfler. From his Tracker album, released in 2015, Mark Knopfler, that's his eighth studio album. You know him as the lead guitar player and songwriter from Dire Straits. Oh, yes. And we started our road trip today going with Joni Mitchell to Paris from her Court and Spark album in 1973. Joni wrote that song about David Geffen. David Geffen was a powerful figure in the music industry and still is. And she was signed to his label, stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song. So today's program, you know, I love this place where we are. I love the Delaware River Valley, wherever you are. It's just beautiful up here. But that doesn't mean that sometimes you want to go somewhere else. You want to go someplace new, someplace exotic. And then your imagination takes flight. And so for Paul McCartney, who is probably spending most of his time in the United Kingdom, a place like Brazil is exotic. And back when he was a younger man, just joining the Beatles, America was the exotic place that John Lennon and Paul McCartney used to fantasize about as they were listening to rock and roll and Little Richard and music coming out of Kansas City. So we're going to listen to two songs from Paul McCartney, from his Egypt Station, released in September 2018. We're going to hear Paul's song, Back in Brazil, and then we're going to go back to the then part of time, and we're going to hear the Beatles broadcasting live at the BBC Radio in 1965. All right, let's start with Back in Brazil. On the road trip.
Back in Brazil, there lives a girl. Dreams of the future and a far, far better world. Back in Brazil, she meets a man. He's tall and handsome and he fits in with her plan. Bright lights ahead, music and fun. Nights up for dancing. Sun, all kinds of weather.
So we raise a family as the clouds roll by, making pictures of us in the sky. The kids are happy and they don't ask why. Papa, 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 you and I.
The Beatles live at the BBC in 1965. Oh man, when the Beatles started out, it was all about reaching the audience, like face to face, like live. Paul McCartney. It's fun to travel on a road trip with Paul. He took us to Kansas City. And then from his most recent album called Egypt Station, released in September of 2018, we go back in Brazil. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. On today's program, we're on a road trip. Yes, we are. And we started over in Europe, went to the Mediterranean, but we ended up back in Kansas City. So while we're here in the United States, let's travel around a little bit with Frank Zappa. Okay. Frank Zappa released an album in 1973, Overnight Sensation. And there's a song on there called Montana, Movin' to Montana Soon. But there's a real interesting backstory about this song. He wanted to use some backup singers. So his road manager suggested, why don't you get the Iketts from Ike and Tina Turner? So Tina Turner shows up. And it took the Iketts a few days to learn the section that they're supposed to sing in the middle of Movin' to Montana. And she was real proud of the work that they did, and Tina Turner singing back up. And she brought Ike into the studio to hear some of the recordings that he had done. And he said, what is this expletive deleted? What is this stuff? And he insisted that Frank Zappa was not allowed to credit the Iketts on the released album. But now the truth has come out, and we know that this is Tina Turner singing on Frank Zappa's Montana. moving to Montana.
I might be moving to Montana soon, just to raise me up a crop of dental floss. Raising it up, waxing it down, in a little white box that I can sell uptown. By myself, I wouldn't have no boss, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss. I just might grow me some beans, but I'd leave the sweet stuff to somebody else. But then, on the other hand, I would keep the wax and melt it down, pluck some floss and swish it around. I'd have me a crop, and it'd be on top. That's why I'm moving to Montana.
Moving to Montana soon. Gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Yes, I am.
Moving to Montana soon. Gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Find me a horse just about this big and ride him all along the borderline with a pair of heavy-duty zircon-encrusted tweezers in my hand. Every other wrangler would say I was mighty grand. By myself, I wouldn't have no balls, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss.
Raising my lonely dental floss. Raising my lonely dental floss.
Well, I might ride along the border with my tweezers gleaming in the moonlighty night. And then I get a cup of coffee and give my foot a push. Just me and the pygmy pony over by the dental floss. And then I might just jump back on and ride like a cowboy into the dawn to Montana.
Frank Zappa, moving to Montana soon. Oh my God, did you hear that guitar playing? Unbelievable guitarist, Frank Zappa, overnight sensation from 1973. So here we are, we're on our road trip, right? You're with me on that. And we're in Montana, and you know, we're in the United States. So let's travel. Let's travel south, but let's also go back in time, back in time, to 1965, when protest songs were being written. Bob Dylan was writing a bunch of protest songs. There was also another young man, a prince of a man, Richard Farina, was also writing a contemporary of Bob Dylan's. He married Joan Baez's younger sister, and they moved to Carmel, California, where they started writing songs. And Richard Farina plays the Appalachian dulcimer, and Mimi Baez Farina plays the guitar. And they sign a contract with Vanguard Records, and they debut themselves at the Big Sur Folk Festival in 1964. Their first album is called Celebrations for a Gray Day. And there's a song on there called Reno, Nevada. Reno, Nevada. And it's one of the very earliest first examples of how the folk singing movement turned from acoustic instruments to electric guitars. You remember that when Bob Dylan started playing electric guitar, people were freaking out. Whoa. So I thought I'd play two songs back to back. Richard Farina and Mimi, Richard and Mimi Farina, Celebrations for a Gray Day in 1965. And then after that, we'll go with Bob Dylan to the Memphis, Tennessee, with the Memphis Blues again. Let's start with Richard and Mimi. This is Reno, Nevada.
Thank you. Satisfied. Oh, my. this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the Rain Man gave me two cures. Then he said, jump right in. The one was Texas medicine. The other was just railroad gin. And like a fool, I mixed them, and it strangled up my mind. And now people just get uglier, and I have no sense of time. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. When Ruthie says, come see her in her honky-tonk lagoon, where I can watch her waltz for free neath her Panamanian moon. And I say, oh, come on now, you know about my debutante. And she says, your debutante just knows what you need, but I know what you want. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the bricks lay on Grand Street where the neon madmen climb. They all fall there so perfectly. It all seems so well timed. Sit so patiently, waiting to find out what price you have to pay to get out of going through all these things twice. Oh, mama, is this really the end? To be stuck here inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again.
Bobby Zimmerman. Mr. Dylan has the Memphis Blues again. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, and we're on a road trip today. So, you know, I think of Bob Dylan, I mean, one of the major representatives of the culture of our time. And there's another singer-songwriter who is on a par with Mr. Dylan, Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen released his 18th album in 2009. It's called Live in London. And in 2008, Leonard Cohen went on a worldwide tour. He was 73 years old at the time. And the reason that he did it beyond artistic expression is that he had been completely financially swindled by his business manager, a woman named Kelly Lynch, stole millions of dollars from him. Leonard Cohen was actually awarded a settlement in a civil lawsuit of $9 million by the Los Angeles County Superior Court. But he never was able to collect that money, so he was devastated. And to recoup his finances, he launched a world tour. So there's a recording live in London. We're going to listen to Leonard Cohen's First We Take Manhattan, Then We Take Berlin. This is Live in London. Leonard Cohen.
Thank you. of Porto for trying to change the system from within. I'm coming now, coming to reward them. First, we take Manhattan. By a signal in the heaven, I'm guided by this birthmark on my skin.
I am guided by,
I'm guided by the beauty of our weapon. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take discipline. How many nights I prayed for this, to let my work begin. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. I don't like your fashion business, mister. I don't like these drugs that keep you thin. I don't like what happened to my sister. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Sharon Robertson.
I love your body and your spirit and your
Abby
voice.
And Charlie Webb, the Webb sister.
Don't you see that line that's moving to the station?
I thank you for those items that you sent me. I mean the monkey and the plywood violin. I've practiced every night, now I'm ready. First, we take Manhattan. Take Berlin. Remember me, I used to live for music.
Baby.
Remember me, I brought your groceries in.
Baby, yeah.
Well, it's Father's Day, everybody's wounded. First, we take Manhattan.
Then we take Berlin.
Yeah.
Leonard Cohen, oh man, live in London in 2009. First we take Manhattan, then we take Berlin. All right, I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, and we've been on an incredible road trip today. We've been flying over the ocean and traveling all around Europe and back in the United States. And we left Manhattan and we ended up in Berlin. Where will we go next? Well, while we're over there on the European continent, why don't we head down to Barcelona? Ed Sheeran is 27 years old, a redheaded Irish guy. And he released an album called Divide in 2017. And there's a song on there about Barcelona. And after that, we'll go back further south, down to South America. We'll go to Rio. For Michael Nesmith, the album released in 1977, from a radio engine to a photon wing. Michael Nesmith is probably best known as his stint with the Monkees, the rock and roll band from the 60s and 70s. He burst out of that band and has had quite an extensive solo career. And Rio is a song that he wrote and released in 1977. Let's start with Ed Sheeran, Barcelona.
Oh, get up on the dance floor tonight. I got two left feet and a bottle of red wine, making me feel like the beat in the bass line. Or in my blood, both hands up on a waistline. Get on up, baby, dance to the rhythm of the music. Don't care what the DJ chooses. Get lost in the rhythm of me. Place don't close until we wanna leave it. You and I flying on an aeroplane tonight. We're going somewhere where the sun is shining bright. Just close your eyes. Let's pretend we're dancing in the street in Barcelona. You, baby, solamente. You and I, we're flying on an aeroplane tonight. We're going somewhere where the sun is shining bright. Just close your eyes. Let's pretend we're dancing in the street in Barcelona.
I'm hearing the light from the window. I'm seeing the sound of the sea. My feet have gone loose from their moorings. I'm feeling quite wonderfully free. And I think I will travel to Rio, using the music for flight. There's nothing I know of in Rio, but it's something to do with the night. It's only a whimsical notion to fly down. There's wings to the thought behind fancy. There's wings to the thought behind play. And dancing to rhythms of laughter makes laughter the rhythm of rain. So I think I will travel to Rio, using the music for play. I probably won't fly down to Rio, but then again, I just might. Well-being, the problems have come to be solved. And what I thought was proper for battle, I see now is proper for love. So I think I will travel to Rio, using
Rio, Rio de Janeiro.
Michael Nesmith, from a radio engine to a photon wing. And right before that, Ed Sheeran, Barcelona. Well, we've come to the end of our road trip. I'm Kathy Geary. I hope you enjoyed the journey on today's program. And once again, thank you so much for listening. Now and Then. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. It's just a few seconds before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're Radio Catskill. We're your community radio station. Stay tuned for the Janice Adams Show coming